Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh. My life was never easy. I didn't know what you were gonna play.
My life was never easy. My life was never.
Started in my cutlass clutching heat like it's an open oven. I just wanted to start with that because I feel like that's my fucking. That's my my bad bitch anthem right now.
Okay, gets you that energy.
Yeah, if you need to know a nigga feel like you're struggling,
you cross your legs with that one.
Yeah, my life was never easy. Yeah, shout out to what's homegirl name? With the voice. Who did that? Michelle A. Shout out to Michelle A. She's one of those.
She said with the voice.
She got the voice. She talked with you. Heard her regular speaking voice.
Yeah,
right?
What I'm saying is, you just said. The girl with the voice.
Like every girl doesn't have a voice.
That doesn't help me at all.
With every voice and sing till earth and heaven.
This is a wild start.
Do you know what song I'm singing?
It's a gospel song.
Well, it's the National Black Caucus.
Oh, okay.
It's the NAACP. It's the black people's song. It's like it's their theme song. It's our national anthem.
Got it.
You should know that since ratings coming. You need to learn those lyrics.
I got to sing that to him.
Yeah. Okay. Lift every voice and
I'll teach him so that way when he goes to school and everybody else is singing the regular plus.
Right, you he have can sing his own. Boom, nigga. Boom.
They're like, Ray, what are you doing? He's like, I'm singing my anthem.
Yeah, I'm singing my anthem, nigga. Yeah. I like to welcome
I'm
everybody.
Called every day.
Yeah, it's all right. It is you, nigga.
Shut up, bitch.
Yeah, I'd like to welcome everybody back to the Step Brothers podcast, episode
171.
I was right. I knew it. I need to start trusting my gut. 171. It's your host with the most, Chris Minor, a.k.a. Dino Spumoni, extra cheese and pepperoni, a.k.a.
Talk to me nice.
You know what I'm saying? A.k.a. Young Chris Kringle, the gift that keeps on giving, you know? What's good, Dalton?
Yeah, what's good?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's dad mode.
Dad mode.
Soon to be dad. For real.
For real.
Raiden coming April. New house almost here.
Did you like my thunder sound effect?
Yeah, that was great.
Thank you.
Then I was going to do like a white one. I'm Wonder Bread. There you go. Okay,
because you
bread.
Ain't never got a wonder.
Yeah.
If he got the bread. All right.
Now see, it's funny enough. Like the funny thing about Wonder Bread in general, I don't know if you knew this.
Okay.
Because Wonder Bread is like before our time, really.
Yeah. It was
that bread isn't real. It's like a made bread.
That's why it's called Wonder Bread.
So it was like the cheaper option back in the like early 90s, like late 80s. Like it was like popular then. Like it's like where they would go.
I think my pop still bought Wonder Bread, man.
Yeah. I mean, I've definitely had it, but like it wasn't like the thing that, you know, it was popping like.
Right.
I remember the cheap bread when I was growing up was Sunbeam. That was like the cheap bread.
I remember that.
That all the restaurants had and shit.
I don't remember that.
The little girl on the front.
Yeah. Yellow.
You know, Texas bread is like, Miss Barrett's is like the popular one here.
Yeah. We're talking about paper, baby. We're talking about bread.
Bread.
Yeah. I did not know Wonder Bread was fake bread, though. Thank you.
Yeah, it's like it was like some scientific thing. Yeah, I was like, what is it then?
It does taste a little different than bread, I guess.
It has no like
wheat, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know what they
barley?
Make it with.
I don't know.
I never looked it up because, you know, before my time, but.
Yeah, Wonder Bread. You definitely have to wonder.
I put Miracle Whip on my Wonder.
Why are you eating bread? Wonder. No. Yeah, it's been a rough week for podcasters, man. I don't know if you've been paying attention to that.
You know
not.
I haven't.
Well,
what happened?
Let me be the first to tell you.
What, your favorite podcast, Rory Maul?
No. Actually, that's not my favorite podcast. You know what my favorite podcast is?
What?
Step Brothers Podcast.
You don't gotta lie because you're on it. You don't gotta lie, Craig, because you're on the show.
It's my favorite podcast.
It's not mine.
Damn, nigga. You started this shit. Like,
that don't mean I gotta be my favorite.
I guess.
You think Denzel Washington's favorite movies are his own movies?
Antoine Fisher was a great film.
No, but I'm saying you think his favorite movie is his own movies. I don't think
maybe,
so.
Maybe, because he had more to do with the...
I don't think so.
Maybe this Michael B. Jordan joint he's directing.
You know that's not the real answer.
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I wonder. Yeah, it's been a rough week for podcasters.
What happened? Was it Joe Budden?
No.
Okay. That's the first.
No. Well, no, it wasn't him. It's actually... It's been an ongoing thing with this particular podcast. I'm not a fan of this podcast, actually.
Joe Rogan?
No, it's called Fresh and Fit.
Oh, okay. I know that podcast. What happened?
Okay, so people...
Was it with Brittany Renner? Brittany Renner,
but that was more recent.
I saw her cooking somebody.
I watched the whole clip. Yeah. She didn't cook them. They just posted that clip.
Okay, because on the clip that I saw, it was just her like cooking
she was
them,
yeah, but
and then it ends.
But he specified what he meant. So okay. In my mind, that
what,
wasn't the clip.
Well, what happened? I don't know what happened
with them two in particular, or just this podcast.
What is going on? Yeah, what is happening?
Well, these two guys. The first thing that people started, I thought this podcast was already kind of.
What is this podcast about?
It's really hard to. Well, I never sat and listened to a full episode.
Okay,
I definitely catch the clips, but there are two guys. One's like an ex officer. I don't know if he's fresh or fit.
Okay,
I don't know who's who, but because neither one of them are fresh
or fit.
Well,
no,
one of them's pretty fit, I guess.
The cop.
The main antagonist.
Yeah, the antagonist.
Yeah, they both. A clip came out where they were saying, like, they don't date black women.
Okay.
That turned into a whole thing.
I'm sure it did.
Because he went into, they went, well.
Are they black gentlemen?
One is definitely black. He's black as fuck. He might be, like, African or Jamaican or something. No disrespect.
Okay.
The other one might be, like.
Mix or something?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. He might be black, but he might be, like, black and Indian or something.
Okay.
Like, not Native American.
All right, but they both said we don't.
Well, the cop guy is the main guy. Like this, I don't know. Again, I don't know if he's fresh or fit because he's definitely fit. But I don't,
so the bigger guy is
no, he's slim. Like he's slim guy. He's a slimmer guy.
Oh, but he's not.
He's not. Nah, he's just like you know
the ex cop. Okay, let's just call him the ex cop.
I think he's a cop. I think he used to be. I think, but anyways. He's more of the mouthpiece of the podcast.
Okay.
So he's the one.
He's
who,
you.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. They think they're alpha males. They give like dating advice. Like if you only go for Instagram chicks, then you're going to get done wrong type of guys.
Okay,
like,
got it. They're okay. They give those guys. Advice. Okay.
Yeah, to like losers or whatever.
They
right?
give their 2 cents that people don't ask for.
Right,
okay.
Exactly.
Got it.
So the first clip that, you know, started getting them in hot water. Was when they said they don't
date
black women.
Okay.
Then Brittany, I guess in one of their episodes, I guess around the time Brittany Renner was like, you know, posted her videos about the NBA player she was with and how she had the kid.
She scammed him, yeah.
Yeah, all that. They probably had some type of episode or not. Maybe just a segment of their podcast was about that. And I guess she caught wind of it, obviously.
What did they say?
I don't know,
okay.
But she went to the podcast.
She took offense to it, and
of
was
course,
like, it's like book me,
yeah,
bring
and,
me on.
You know, like the clip you saw, which everybody probably seen. She was asking them, you know, why do you think you're special, and what makes me this and that, and blah blah blah. Which I said, I went and watched the rest of the clip. I'm this type of person. I'll hear anybody's point.
Yeah, you're
right or
always,
wrong.
You're always devil's advocate.
Yeah, I want to hear what they have to say. Do I agree with what they're saying? Most of the time, maybe.
But
maybe
you
want
to hear their argument.
But I want to hear their argument,
even
so,
if it's wrong.
Even if it's wrong, because I would like to be blessed with that same grace as I'm sure anybody would if they would pull their heads out their ass, of course.
Okay.
But so he was basically they went on and had their thing, but that's not. I mean, that is the point. But the point is. Podcast male driven podcasts are under attack and we
are they?
We are. Yes, they're coming for our children.
Are you sure that it's not just because they do dumbass shit?
Well, yeah, but okay. It's like that thing, though. You know, like when women, that whole thing where, you know, men are trash.
Yeah, we are.
We are. But like, there's some guys that are not. I mean, not as yes. trash as the other guys, yeah, right?
Here's the thing. It's just with anything like that, like, you know, like we've said it before, when mm-hmm. like men suck or like I hate white people. Like, I don't take offense to either two of those statements because right. you didn't say I hate Dalton Smith.
Right,
you,
right, so, right, right, right.
So that's why men are trash.
But it's not about they. There's been this like running joke on mm-hmm. what joke like. Kaya sent me one today. It was like, I'd much rather my boyfriend or whatever be a SoundCloud rapper than a podcaster.
Okay.
Type shit. You know, right. And I know it's jokes and everything, but right. I just, like, I didn't want to seem to, I'm yeah. not defensive when she was saying it. Let me get that. Let me get yeah. that out the way first and foremost, because I know they do one thing and we do something else.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I know we're not included in that, but we do have a podcast where we are trying to gain fans, and I don't want, like, especially our women audience to, I mean, obviously our women audience know what we talk about.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's not at this point, but, future, listeners, this is for y'all. We need to clear our name.
we didn't do nothing wrong.
We didn't, Dalton, but we're podcasters.
Okay.
That's like,
look, it's just, okay. At this point, it's just like saying you do music. Like, yes. Doing a podcast, it's just like, I do music. Like, oh.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, point, okay.
Yeah.
Because when we first started, it was like, oh, bro, how do people even start these? And we yeah. just did it. Yeah. And then we run it with it.
Yeah, we're pioneers. Just want to wear my pioneer hat.
But, you know, now everybody, especially like, I think what made it even more saturated is that people with actual like money resources started doing them. So they were already starting ahead of the game.
Yeah.
So like,
yeah.
They were starting with like networks and shit. Like, yeah. It'd be like, you have actors and musicians that are mm-hmm. starting, NFL players mm-hmm. and shit starting it, and they already have, and it's like sponsored by the NFL. Like, yeah. like I can't beat that.
Yeah.
But like, so then everybody started doing it. But I think just like music, there is it's cool for me. I know it's like oversaturated, but like now the people doing it, it's just like, okay, you're just doing a podcast, whatever.
Yeah.
But what's cool about it is kind of like whenever YouTube started or like all these other things, is that there are so many now podcasts that you can find one that's like super specific. Like right. if you want a podcast about home design,
yeah,
they have that shit. You yeah. know, if you want a podcast there's people that do podcast breakdowns of like just a specific series, you know, and they go episode by episode yeah. and they break them down. Books. People read books to you. They yeah. they simplify them for you. You can literally do whatever. And now it's like the most popular thing people listen to at work now is podcasts. Podcasts have taken over, like, even music, even. Because, like, podcast. You were saying you went on a road trip, listen to a podcast.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it makes your time go by quicker.
Yeah, definitely did.
Because the episodes are generally longer. Mm-hmm. But you're also engaged with the conversation.
Yep.
So, like.
I agree. I disagree. But I just, yeah. And then there's, like you said, to add on to, like, there's so many different podcasts out there.
Yes.
There's podcasts like Call Me Daddy, the girl podcast. Like, they're finna have Britney Spears' younger sister, I think, or what's her
Jamie
name?
Lynn.
Jamie Lynn or whatever. Looks horrible, by the way. And,
she's not doing good yet.
She's not doing very well. And I think, like Issa Rae put together, like, a slew of, like, talented black people out. They're like reading these.
There are people like that I would I love them. Yeah. Like Issa Rae, like whatever she does, I will tune into it for sure.
Yeah,
she's because I've watched her since YouTube days. She's always right. been mega creative. I like basically her style and her personality.
And then not even that, like Dalton was saying, as far as categories go, like we try to touch on like just things that genuinely interest us. So usually it's like music, you know, fashion, comics, games, real life, whatever, right? But there's these I know that like the first podcast I heard outside of definitely ours, because I've heard others, but Joe Rogan was big.
He's the biggest.
I feel like he's still, his numbers might reflect that he's the biggest, but him as a persona in the podcast world,
oh no, yeah,
might not be the biggest.
But I'm saying he was basically the pioneer of the contract, because he got that mega contract from Spotify.
Yeah, and
which I do have to say, the Spotify shit does rub me the wrong way, because they're giving all these podcast people like money, like Joe Budden.
Well, yeah, they had a
a contract with it. What I'm saying is, they were giving out these like mega deals to podcasters, but the musicians were still getting fucking pennies.
Yeah, and on top of that, Academics has a podcast with Spotify now too. So I don't, that's a whole nother story. We don't have to talk about Academics.
Look, but he has an audience.
Yeah, so, like, and I don't think he's as bad as everybody depicts him to be. Like, has he said some creepo, weirdo, sicko shit? Yes, most definitely. But as far as like where his place is when it comes to media and the connections he's had with these artists to get like information that we probably wouldn't have. I trust him for that. Yeah.
But what I'm saying, I've never liked him from the way he delivers information and his, his attitude towards certain things. Like he'll just like he's the type of person to be like, on Drake's dick, but then be like, nah, sucks. Like, he's that type of person.
Yeah, I mean, but he keeps it a buck, which I appreciate. Like, he could be Drake's number one fan, but then he'll be like, well, this wasn't it, Aubrey. But to press this conversation forward a little bit as far as the Fresh and Fit guy and this Brittany Renner thing, there is, like you said, a lot of people doing podcasts right now.
Yes.
The game is saturated. That's a fact.
Always.
But is what they're doing, and they might not even be intending to do it. It's just the nature of this thing is they're saying the most click on me things they can say. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah, because if they're arguing Brittany Renner, then they're gonna be like, why are they arguing? You're gonna listen to it.
Yeah, of course. Especially is because these two guys have strong opinions about women and men and status and all these things. So yeah, I think it's appealing to click on at that point. Then you decide, oh, these guys are for me or they're not. But I do have an issue with all male podcasters in particular being roped into this whole debacle. Because some people take this type of banter literally, right?
Yes.
We can't exclude them. And many times we exclude people. We just assume, since we know it's a joke and ha ha ha, that the next person doesn't see this. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And that's not just with this conversation. That's with like everything, right? So I did get kind of, especially because I'm on Twitter a lot, and this is all people are talking about. And I'm like, damn, this nigga's like, we got a bad name out here. And I know it's not us in particular. I'm just speaking about podcasters in general. Like,
yeah, because like you're just saying, like, now if you're like, tell somebody, like, genuinely, and you're like, I want to tell you about my podcast. Yeah,
yeah, like, oh, y'all, like, especially it's two guys. You know what I'm saying? We've had, you know, a few women on the podcast. We definitely want more.
But a very eclectic group of women. Yeah, like, we've had a teacher.
Yeah, Dom's wife. Eclectic. We had Zayla. We've had
a woman engineer. Like, that's, you know. Then Michaela, women of many hats. Like, yeah, so
media. But we're not trying to toot our own horn. All I'm saying is we need more. Katie's been on the podcast. We need more. We want more women on the podcast, obviously, because we like women and we care about their opinions about shit. Especially because the women that we find interesting, not saying all women aren't interesting or whatever the case may be, some aren't. Let's be real.
There's more people everywhere.
Right. Oh, yeah, of course. Whatever. But what I'm saying is, like, most of the women that we're like cool with, friends with, or whatever the case may be, they're into what we're into.
Yeah.
So we can actually talk about everything other than sex on our podcast.
Yeah, you know, we don't ever bring that up.
And that's a big market for as far as young, especially like people around our age that still have like nightlife shit, that still have these, you know, insecure-esque type situations with people to show. not like the
actual, yeah. I mean,
but you know, like still go out nightlife, go to dinner, and want to talk about things.
I think that's just super lazy. If you have a woman on, the first thing is, so what are you into? Yeah, somebody, what kind of guys you like?
Somebody asked Ari Lennox about a lyric she had that was referred to sex.
Yeah,
I didn't hear it. I read about it, but I didn't hear to see it. Apparently, she was like super uncomfortable with the question.
I bet.
And
because that's awkward.
Yeah, like, and that's the thing. Like, I don't want even musicians like. Artists, right? I feel like, and I'm not the poster boy for this, obviously, because I'm not the guy to try something new, like, right off the bat. But as far as art goes and taste and all that stuff, like, you know, if Dalton is somewhere and he's like, yo, we do a podcast, like, check us out. At the very least, and he approaches you the right way, obviously, because it's Dalton and he will, or myself even. At least, like, check it out, and if it's not for you, then it's not for you or whatever. I feel like that's, I don't know, but that's a whole nother thing. But yeah, this we are under attack. We're under attack. Right?
I don't feel attacked.
Well, that's because you don't be on social media as much as me.
But so you're not seeing it. I don't feel attacked.
Well, I feel attacked, goddammit. We need, some people should not have mics, though.
That is very true. That's the nature. There's some people shouldn't rap. Some people shouldn't sing, but they do anyway because they can. They have everybody has the ability to do these things.
Yeah, now. And that's what's like, fuck, man.
That's the nature of the beast. With now everybody has access to anything.
You know what I blame? I blame Pro Tools. I think Pro Tools spawned all this. The moment niggas could start recording themselves at the crib, it just went crazy. Like
Fruity Loops too, man.
Well, hey, calm down.
See,
you know what I'm saying?
You biased, motherfucker.
I'm biased because I feel like the niggas who was really grinding was grinding with Fruity Loops. I don't know about all this other shit, goddamn Ableton and all this other shit.
Oh, a man of culture, I see. Yeah, a man of culture, I see.
Right. To go. We did like maybe two podcasts. And I don't think we've like mentioned like some of the pioneers we lost, and I kept thinking about bringing this up, but I haven't.
What?
Like recipes, Betty White,
oh yeah,
Sidney
yeah.
Poitier,
Bob Saget.
There was a guy who just passed.
Yeah, you talking about Louis?
Yeah, Coming to America. That's what I know him from.
Louis Anderson.
Yeah, he had a.
He had a very distinct voice.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah,
Regina's King's son today, yeah,
that was
devastating. Prayers and condolences to Regina King. Yeah,
2022
man.
Has not been kind yet.
Not so far, no. But yeah, I've just been thinking about that,
mm-hmm.
and the fact we missed a couple, we haven't spoke on it. I know Betty White, for instance. She started on Golden Girls.
Yeah,
which I remember it being on. As a kid, but I don't ever remember just sitting down. Well, I know the theme song.
Thank you for being a friend.
I know the theme song. Like my mom, you know, me and my mom, like I think I got it from my mom, but like the TV is on while we're going to sleep type shit. So like if I be in a room, she's going to sleep. Golden Girls would come on. I knew that was time for me to get up out of there.
It's one
I'm
of
not
the,
watch Golden Girls.
It's one of those shows that's just pleasant.
Yeah.
Like it's a very pleasant show.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what it is. No matter what age you are, you know what the fuck Golden Girls is.
Yeah.
And it's a genuinely, like, widely accepted show. Like, everybody thought it was funny.
What was Betty White, like, recently? Not recent, like, 3 years ago. But, like, in the last, I feel like, 10 years,
mm-hmm.
she was in something that brought her popularity, shot her popularity.
She was doing a bunch of movies. She made a lot of cameos in movies.
But there was something in particular. It was a Step Brothers-esque type film.
Okay.
Maybe was it with Owen Wilson? No, Luke Wilson when he went back to college or whatever and they started the fraternity. Will Ferrell, was he in that? You don't know what
you're talking about? Old School?
Yeah.
That is not in the last 10 years. Old School is like early 2000s, bro.
It's okay, last 15 years. She was in something that I felt like made a resurgence for her. But I can't think of what show or movie it was.
I can look at the filmography real quick, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Because I feel like, and I know the whole Betty White thing when like we found out like somebody killed somebody.
Yeah.
I know that was, but there she was in a film that like she was like cussing and doing all this shit in, and people was like, Betty White.
She is hilarious, bro. She was very fucking funny.
I believe you. Betty White, man. What are you going to do? She always felt like she was going to be reunited with her first love or whatever. I can't think of his name, but that's some sweet shit, man. Golden Girls.
Let me see the last. So.
Talk to me.
Talk to me nice.
I'm just looking at all the stuff she's been in.
I'm drinking peanut butter whiskey and Dr. Pepper. It's very strong.
She had a huge gap. So she had two movies in 2019, Toy Story 4 and In Trouble.
Nah, it was way
and
before then.
And then it has a huge, like it jumps from 2019 to 2013. Where she was in a documentary, two documentaries.
Okay.
Then 2012, she was in The Lorax.
No.
2011, she was in another documentary.
Okay.
2010, You Again, and then Prep and Landing.
Okay.
2009, Love and Dancing, The Proposal.
Maybe I
don't know. She was in Bringing Down the House in 2003 with the.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I made that up, but I feel like she was in something that made people, or maybe they just started.
Was it a
like,
TV show?
Bringing up her clips from maybe like Bringing Down the House or something.
Let me check any TV cameos. Maybe that's what you're talking about. I don't know.
I have no idea.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I mean, either, bro. I probably could have just made that up. Maybe that's how I felt, you know, about
it. She was on Saturday Night Live. Okay. She was in The Soul Man.
She was in Soul Man?
The show.
Oh, I never watched
that's
that.
The Cedric Entertainment show.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything that's like sticking out at me, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
Either way, rest in peace to Betty White. Sidney Poitier.
Yeah, legend.
On the on another note. Fucking the first black man to win an Oscar, right?
Correct.
My mom was like, he was the first one. They cast it in the heat of the night. That was my mom's shit.
Yeah.
But then I guess he stopped doing the show and then he brought somebody. They brought the other. I remember the other black guy. I remember Sidney Poitier being in that show.
He's a legend, man.
Sidney Poitier. I was just watching an interview with Denzel talking about this Macbeth movie he's doing for Apple. Do you have that Apple streaming thing?
Yeah, I got a free subscription whenever I got my iPad. So.
Word.
I haven't watched anything, though.
Watch that movie and let me know how it is. Cause,
is it out?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's in theaters it's and Macbeth, on though? Apple Macbeth, yeah.
Shit.
But it's Denzel!
I know, but I like all that.
C'est la vie. And the dude who played Dr. Dre. The clip they showed on
always his eyebrows.
Talk show.
I'm going to call it Aftermath.
Yeah. they had a little sword fight or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Him and Denzel. But Denzel was just saying he has a bunch of, like, home recordings of Sidney Poitier. Yeah. Like, he asked if he could record him. Sidney Poitier said yes.
Hell yeah.
You know, Sidney Poitier is distinguished. Like, you don't think he cussed or anything. And Denzel was like, that nigga cussed.
Oh, yeah.
It was the same way with Mike when... I think when like around the time Mike, I think George Lopez had like a talk show for like a little short stint of time.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. And I think Chris Tucker went on there. He was talking about Mike, of course. And he was like, yeah, man, Mike cussed up a storm, man. Mike say all the cuss words, blah, blah, blah. And you just never think to hear like though, like you.
Yeah,
think
you don't
people,
see him on the day to day.
Yeah, so, yeah, yeah.
They're
yeah,
normal
yeah.
people, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm sure Sidney was in there. He's a like, you know, he's OG. So he's probably like, this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like
yeah,
for with
sure.
his little accent that he had, yeah. like this motherfucker.
Yeah. Who else? Like, fuck. There was a lot.
Bob Saget.
Man.
Yeah, that was rough.
That was tough, but for me personally, you know, Full House was just something that was, again, that was on. It wasn't something I went looking for.
I mean, obviously, America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah, and he was in Half-Baked.
Yeah, like, he was the voice of How I Met Your Mother.
I sucked dick for weed, man. I don't know if you ever had to do that, or coke or whatever, because Dave was there for weed, and he was like, I sucked dick for coke, man. Yeah, it was
comedians loved him though.
He was one of those ones, apparently. And I know Dave, there's a little clip on YouTube. Dave's doing a stand up, and it was like, it's probably like a minute 16. And he was like, he missed Bob's last call or whatever.
And he regrets not calling him back.
And so I know there was another side to Bob. I saw people trying to like bring up like allegations about him and stuff like that, and you know, if it is, if it's not, it's not. I know I never heard anything regarding to Bob Saget in that way, so I'm just gonna choose to remember him as Uncle Jesse's brother. like on Full House. Man, Full House is having a time, aren't they? Like the Aunt Becky with the whole college scam thing.
Yeah.
At least John Stamos is still.
Nah, he gonna be clean forever.
Yeah, he clean. You know what that I'm saying? That
was back in the day.
I know.
That was white man everybody loved.
Yeah, yeah. He was getting that. Yeah, he was getting some pussy.
He can still get some today.
Yeah,
if he
I'm sure.
To.
But nah, Uncle Jesse back in the day, I'm sure he was knocking them down.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Knocking them down. I don't even know.
John Stamos.
Yeah. He's a good looking guy.
Yeah, he's a good looking cat.
He was a villain in something recently. Oh, he was in You.
Oh, yeah,
he was,
yeah.
Yeah, I was like, man.
This fucking guy.
Yeah, fucking Uncle Jesse. And then the cat that died today, man. Or not today.
Regina King's son.
Well, no, I was thinking about the guy who's in Coming to America.
Oh, Louis Anderson.
Yeah. Louis Anderson.
Yeah, he was like 68 years old or something.
Yeah, I've seen him in.
Nah, he's been in much stuff.
Hold on. She want to know what we drinking. No, you don't.
It's a concoction that Chris mixed up.
Louis Anderson.
Yep.
Yeah, he dies at 68.
Mm-hmm.
Was American stand-up comedian. Actor, author, game show host, Anderson created the cartoon series Life with Louie.
Yep.
And wrote 4 books, including Hey Mom, Stories for My for My Mother. But you can read them too, which was published in 2018. Died January 21st, 2022 in Las Vegas, Nevada. Was born March 24th, 1953, St. Paul, Minnesota. So yeah, RIP to this man. He won for his performance in the FX comedy television series Basket. He won a Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Supporting Actor in 2016.
Got an Emmy.
Shout out to him. I definitely remember him in Coming to America because he worked at McDowell's.
McDowell's, yeah.
With Eddie and them.
Mm-hmm.
So RIP to him. And Regina King's son, which I want to like actually say his name.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit crazy, though.
His name was Ian Alexander Jr. Somebody put a concoction of videos of Regina just singing his praises on the timeline today. Like, you know, we need somebody to rip our heart out even further.
Yeah.
I mean, Regina King is a decorated of a, you know, actor she is and everything she's been doing, how she's just always been in my life. For sure, because I know I loved her in Friday.
Yep.
I know I loved her in Thin Line Between Love and Hate.
You like
Boondocks.
It's crazy how much stuff she's in.
No, she's basically the woman
Samuel Jackson.
You know what I'm saying? She's in everything. She kills everything. She was a superhero, what, a year or two ago in the Watchmen series on HBO. She's a superhero ish, right?
Yeah, she was like
a hero,
the lady cop
superhero. Yeah. For y'all that don't know, super means you have
powers.
You do not have powers, you are just a hero.
you hear that, Batman? No,
yeah, no, facts. But, yeah, her son apparently, you know, died of suicide, and he was always her date, and she always sang his praises, and I know that's tough. Like, her birthday was probably, what, like 6 days ago? So, that's tough, and I just hope, you know, she finds her strength, man, because, shit, her only son, man. It seemed like the way she spoke, it was just her and him, you know? So, I know how tough, I can imagine how tough that would be. So, I want to, again, condolences to her and her family. And his friends, too, you know.
Look, yeah.
He had a life outside of his mom's, obviously.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, condolences, man. Speaking of Batman, I guess, way to pivot off that. remember what I told you?
What?
The other day. If the Batman sucks, I'll never watch another DC film again.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The movie's just under 3 hours. They announced
the longest Batman movie, running Batman movie to date.
Yep.
I don't know, man. I'm excited again. It's March, right? I think we should make that a family event. Not family, like, well, maybe family.
You want to go to the movie together?
Well, I know y'all going Thursday for sure.
Oh, we'll go to the first screening. Absolutely.
I'm not gonna be able to make that. Friday or Saturday. Man. I know I ain't gonna be able to make Thursday.
I avoid spoilers at all costs.
Yeah, because I'm curious though. I'm curious. I've seen speculations that quote unquote Batman will lose this. He'll like probably win the battle, but he'll lose the war type situation.
Yeah, he's gonna learn, like, because he's still like, it's his second year as Batman, so. Yeah. The police still are kind of like, and then he still has that anger, aggression, as you saw in that one clip where he's beating the shit out of him. Look, as I said before, I like the look of the movie, but that director kills it every time, look-wise.
Matt Reeves.
Yeah. I like the look of the movie. I like the suit a lot. The Batmobile looks sick. I hate the way the Riddler looks. I don't care what you say.
Oh, but the Kanye.
The fucking green duct tape face mask or whatever.
No, that shit. I think it's a cool aesthetic. I'm just glad. I mean, you could really even make. See, now I know what camp is. Remember when.
Yes.
What's the fashion show everybody goes to every year?
Yeah, the Met Ball Gala.
The Met Gala.
Yeah.
So they had camp one year.
Yeah, I remember the Joe Budden podcast. They're like, what's camp?
Yeah, I don't know what camp is. Yeah. But I was watching this video about George Clooney's Batman.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, it's a campy film.
Yeah, it's campy.
So I didn't know what that meant, though.
Oh, okay.
Like, even to this day, until I watched it, like I had to put something to it and realize, oh, it's over the top, extravagant, like, all that.
We talked about those movies before. Those movies did not take themselves seriously.
No, nah, there was
on purpose.
But there was a reason.
Right.
I didn't know. Again, I watched this Batman film lore or whatever.
Yeah,
because the first two Batmans were so dark, they got a bad, like, audience reaction or whatever.
Right.
So Tim Burton was
even,
like...
even that, like, even Tim Burton's version is really not that dark.
Nah, not in context of what we've seen since then.
But I know for the time period, probably was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
The Joker is killing people in the street.
Yeah, and Batman was killing people.
Yeah, like, all this shit. But the way they did it was, like, mega cheesy, like on purpose, like but I think that's the most comic booky movies they've ever made, like those four, because of the colors, how like literally over exaggerated it is, and then like the nipples on the bat suit, like that's some cartoon shit, like
I'm Batman.
But and then Joel Schumacher took over for Tim Burton's movie. So it's in the same universe.
Yeah, they're also, it was supposed to always be, I guess, one Batman.
Because the black dude was supposed to be Two-Face, but then he got recasted to...
That's not just any black dude, man.
Yeah.
That's motherfucking Billy D. Williams,
man.
Yeah,
Billy D. Williams.
You better put some respect on his name. What's his name? I was trying to call him his name from Star Wars.
Lando
Calrissian. Calrissian, Childish Gambino. I gotta go watch that one again, make sure that was okay.
Look, Solo was fine.
Okay, I had to go watch it again to make sure.
I think it didn't make money because, like, we don't really need that movie.
Yeah,
but it's fine. I mean, so this movie, I'm excited for it.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know what it's for. That's my confusion, because we don't know what the fuck DC's doing. They don't even know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah, they're making standalone films now,
right? But they're also trying to continue. Like, they have Shazam 2 coming, and then they have the Flash movie with Michael Keaton and Ben Affleck in the movie. So I'm saying we're about to have three Batman all at the same time.
Hey, I ain't mad at it.
But this could be like, this could be great.
The Flash, you mean, or the Batman?
Batman.
Okay.
What I think, the movie's going to look phenomenal. I think if the look is going to be phenomenal, I think it's going to be fine. I don't think it's going to be mind-blowing at all.
What's the last mind-blowing comic book movie you've seen?
Mind-blowing? I mean...
Endgame?
That is... I take that out of anything because...
It took 20 years or whatever.
But yeah, it's like a, you know, a 20 years of build-up.
Yeah.
And then all at once, and it's just like a... explosion of people. You're like, oh shit. Yeah. Like you can't say like that's not amazing. Like, you're like, oh wow, that was it.
That's
like,
amazing.
Yeah, so I'm saying so. But
do you think, let's put a pin in Batman. I'm glad we brought that up.
Okay.
Because since Endgame, we're on phase
four,
right? Yeah. Slow burn, right? I feel like, look, I'm not saying like everybody is like saying these films that we've gotten in phase four have been like abysmal. I only pay attention to certain people when they talk about things because you know they're actually know what the fuck they're talking about, right?
Yeah.
So just inquiring information over the time, whether I'm talking to you or Diamond or, you know, mm-hmm. my new Twitter friend, Sauce Pandan or whatever, even what's my man name? He deserves a shout out because his tweets keep me entertained. I'm not gonna lie. Hold on, I gotta pull it up. His at is fuck digital dash.
Okay.
He had to get a new Twitter, but he's hilarious. But he knows what he's talking about when it, you know, he's interested in this stuff. At least, at the very least, he's interested. And now, you know, just inquiring information, like even Diamond just now before we started the podcast, I guess she took time to watch Eternals again at home like I did.
Yeah.
The other night. And she was like, yeah, this movie's not good. I was like, actually, you know, this is pretty, you know, I didn't finish my tweet. But, you know, some people like this, some people don't like that. What I'm getting at here is, do you feel like the next 20 years is going to be as important as the first 20 or the first 22 movies or whatever? Like, is the build up so far to where we're going with phase four, is it doing it for you the same way you knew like each after credit scene for the, you know, finding Thor's hammer in New Mexico or whatever the case with all those films versus what we're getting so far?
So here's how I feel about it.
Okay.
This is the first time I don't know where they're going.
Okay.
Which excites me.
Okay.
Because there we were like, they're building up to Avengers. Mm-hmm. We knew that was happening. Mm-hmm. They were introduced to Avengers and they got to there, right? Mm-hmm. After that, they're like, okay, now it's going to be what happens after they've been the Avengers the first time. And that's what happened. And then they're like, oh, then you're like, oh, we're introducing all these new characters. And then they're like, Thanos is the main villain. Okay, you're like, okay, when is he coming to play? Mm-hmm. And that's what, and then, oh, we got Infinity Stones coming out. Mm-hmm. So I was like, eventually we're going to fight this motherfucker. Mm-hmm. And they're like, two movie finale for this shit. Mm-hmm. But now, like, basically the OG characters are kind of getting pushed off, except for like Thor. Mm-hmm. Everybody's Sam Wilson's now Captain America. You have, like, Tony's dead. Spider-Man is like, for real Spider-Man now. Like, Doctor Strange is a very prominent mm-hmm. figure. And so, like, now you have all this shit going on, and I don't know, plus the TV shows. So I think it's in a more exciting direction. They're never going to stop making them unless they don't make money. They're never going to not make money.
Right.
It'll be a long time before it's like, these are starting to fall flat. So that excites me that I don't know. And I think, like, phase four started with Far From Home. That movie was, I like that movie. That's how phase four started. I like that movie. Just even for just the Mysterio fight alone in that train, that mm-hmm. abandoned building was fire. And then with the movie ending, like with Spider-Man as Peter Parker, it's like, oh shit. And then the movie ends. Shang-Chi was awesome. Like, that movie's great. I like the movie. It's one of my favorite solo movies they've ever made, like by far.
And we got Eternals.
Yeah, and then if you're talking about just the strictly movies, yeah, it's Far From Home.
No Way Home.
Yeah, that's the most recent one. Yeah, Shang-Chi, Black Widow.
That's phase four?
Yeah.
What was her after credit? What tied? Because that was before.
It ties into Hawkeye because the after credits is her sister at the funeral, at her grave.
And she's the girl that's.
The blonde chick, Yelena.
In the Hawkeye show.
Yeah, like she's
his sidekick.
No, that's Haley. That's Kate Bishop. Oh, okay. She's the new Hawkeye. But this lady walks up and is like, you want to go after who really killed your sister? And she shows her a picture of Clint Barton. And then she's at So basically that was like her send off though.
Right.
They gave her like one final send off.
Yeah.
Then we got Shang-Chi and then Eternals. So the only one that's really been divisive is Eternals.
Yeah.
But they already knew that was going to happen because you weren't going to get the Guardians of the Galaxy effect with that one because Guardians of the Galaxy is a fun.
I rewatched the first one last night.
It's great.
It's cool. It's cool.
No, it's great. James Gunn killed that shit.
It's cool.
But that movie is like a fun.
Yeah.
Like those characters are like.
It has some heartfelt moments.
Yeah, but they're but like kids can watch and be like, oh, I love these guys, which happened. That movie was like a hit.
Yeah.
And because people were like, we don't know, like no one knew who the fuck the Guardians of the Galaxy were.
Right.
Unless you were like reading comics and shit. Like you knew, and if you did, you knew like a couple of them. You didn't know like, oh, this is a team. Like, but Eternals is like, that's like mega back there. Like that's like mega obscure. Like you gotta like really know the shit. Like, so they knew this was going to be. So I think the whole point of this, whether you like it or not, was basically like, these big ass celestial beings are now like in on this shit.
Right.
Like some, like they're aware. And then the Earth was almost turned into the next celestial.
Yeah. What do you think that, I mean, if you could predict.
Yeah.
What's going
forward?
What would you say?
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is build our new team of people. Right. Mm-hmm. So now Spider-Man is just Spider-Man, but no one knows who he is.
Right.
Doctor Strange is there.
Yeah.
And his movie's about fixing the Terran space that he just created.
Right.
Thor's new standard. What is he standing at? You know,
we got to see that one because
the Guardians is still there.
Yeah.
But then you have all these new characters getting introduced, like Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
The new Hawkeye, Kate Bishop.
Yeah.
Yelena's the new Black Widow. You have all these new characters. You got Moon Knight coming.
Mm-hmm.
So these TV shows.
The people they're keeping from Eternals.
Yeah. So these TV shows are also setting up stuff in the background as well. Mm-hmm. You know, Sam is the new Captain America. And then Bucky's like for real the Winter Soldier now. Like he's like really like legit. Like I want to help people and shit. I don't want to just do this because Steve asked me to.
Right.
So they're all, so basically it's going to be all that building the new roster out because they're in basically the whole shit is going to be the multiverse shit. Like that's off the rip because they're going to introduce Fantastic Four, X-Men,
mutants.
And then Loki introduced Kang the Conqueror. He's going to be basically the antagonist because he has multiple versions of himself.
Yeah. Throughout this
time.
Shit.
Yeah. And then, so like, that's why it's going to be like, He's going to be in the Ant-Man movie. Mm-hmm. So what that means, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you got Blade. So we're going to start getting supernatural shit, which is happening in Moon Knight. So you're going to get all this other shit. You know, we're going to have celestial stuff plus supernatural. It could, basically what I'm saying is it can get really fucking crazy really fast.
Yeah.
Like all over the place. With the TV shows though, I think they're going to start doing those, like slowly burning those in, because now you can start telling like a 6-hour story instead of a 2-hour movie because they look the same. Like their quality is the exact same. It's just now episodic instead of being like, I sit down for 2 hours.
Who do you end up seeing as the big bad though?
Kang the Conqueror.
Like he's going to be the final fight. And all this is leading to him.
I don't know how long they're trying to draw that part out, but I know he is definitely the next like big one
because he knows
but he's like a huge Avengers villain.
And even for, I mean, Marvel shit, right? Because he's supposed to be an ancestor of like Reed Richards, right?
Right. Yeah. So he has multiple versions of himself.
Right.
Then he also has multiple versions of himself in time because as he's younger, he's Iron Lad. He's Iron Man's psychic. I don't think they'll do that one.
Right.
But he even said in Loki, like he was like, you just unleashed every version of myself.
Mm.
So like throughout all the months. So like some of them aren't bad, but you'll have people like So if you defeat one,
yeah,
there's still another one.
Yeah. And then on top of that, I mean, yeah, what they're finna do with Black Panther, but bringing also in Neymar.
Yeah, and then you can, that Kang shit could even lead to like Galactus or like.
That's what I was hoping you would say.
Yeah, that Galactus that, is going to be. That will happen 100%. Yeah. But we don't know how far down the road.
Okay, so what is Galactus's MO?
He is a, I don't know if he's a celestial itself, but he's a being that eats planets. So Silver Surfer is basically his
herald, like yeah, his messenger. So
he basically goes to planets and be like, hey, y'all got like 7 days to like.
Get y'all shit together.
And because you about to get eight.
Yeah.
So.
It was interesting, right? After watching Eternals last night and hearing the judge, what's his name?
Ursham.
Ursham be like, yo, we got celestials that are born. Like, it'll explode the planet, yada, yada, cheese, and enchilada. And to know that Galactus East planets,
yeah,
they have to be
opposing forces.
They have to be, right?
Yeah.
I think humanity's going to get caught up in between a shit somehow, some way.
And at the end of Eternals, you know, he takes the ones that stayed.
Yeah, he's like, y'all broke the rules, but
he's like, we about to go talk about this. Yeah.
Yo, but I just like watching it. Me and Ryan rewatched the film last night.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, and I was like, man, just imagine you at a fucking park with your girl.
And then
it's just a fucking face appears up. In the fuck. It's his face is only looking like that is because he's like literally looking like at y'all. Like I was like, bro, I was just like, I was shit on myself. It was like, this guy, nigga, it's a wrap. Like, this is it. But he was like, yo, I'm finna read y'all thoughts or whatever, take y'all's memories and see if these niggas finna pass judgment.
Yeah, he'd better say, let's see if humanity's worth it or not.
Right.
Yeah,
no, right. And but I think he didn't just like, just look. So me and Kai went to go watch the film, like maybe a couple days after it
came
out.
Like, they don't just walk around and destroy planets.
Yeah.
Like, because they're basically saying for their kind creates planets so they can breed seeds, right? So like it takes thousands of years, but basically like a planet is destroyed to birth a new celestial.
You also got to take it
creates more lives.
Yeah. Take into account Thanos snapping and he wiping out half of the population and what that was doing to.
Yeah, so but when he did it, the energy came back, so it like doubled up. Yeah.
It doubled up? Or?
Because, like, no, all those lives are already born. Mm-hmm. So when they did it again, basically,
they probably pushed it.
Like, say 4.5 billion disappeared, right?
Yeah.
They were already born. The energy has already been in the planet.
Right.
They do it again. That's another 4.5 again, like,
yeah,
with the energy of the snap itself. So.
When I went to go watching it theaters, like, it was late, and it was like, we were drinking in there, and then eating, like, you know, you get sleepy, and then this movie's, like, long, and it's a bunch of exposition.
You're right. Like,
so it's not a lot of action and shit blowing up, so I missed some, like, pivotal.
So, I mean, I get why people wouldn't like it.
Right.
But I think the main thing is people were like, because we're programmed to be like, it's a Marvel movie, right?
Right.
This one wasn't designed to look like one or feel like one.
Right.
Because I don't think Chloe Zhao would do that.
Biggest part of the film that I missed the first time that I caught the second time
was the ending, right?
Well, yeah, the after credits. But when the one that was being birthed from Earth actually joined their unity. They say that in the film. The speedster girl, when she was signing to them, I made a bad joke about that yesterday. But when she was signing to them, like, because Cersei was like, what was the one that was finna be born's name?
I don't remember.
Yeah, but anyway, she was like, he joined our unity. And then Paperboy was like, always wondered how we survived every time a new planet is being birthed. And it was because we were a part of the celestials being born or whatever.
Yeah, okay.
And Homegirl was like, you know, the speedster, she was more or less like, maybe he or it, I don't know the gender, I don't want to be gender neutral here. Maybe the celestial knew that we were worth not destroying this planet over, which is why he gave up his shit to join us. That's how she chose to look at it. Which poses a question, of course, because that celestial is the dreamer.
Right.
That was his thing. Each celestial has their thing.
Yeah, they're very specific, yeah.
But thinking about that was like, oh shit. You know, that gives me a different outlook on it, where I think, which I was hoping you would say, Galactus is probably going to end up being their big bad. But I don't know.
Not first. It won't be first.
Yeah, he won't be the first.
That might be like the Thanos level event.
Yeah,
I'm telling you right now, it's Kang the Conqueror. Is like, yeah, do some shit. And he's going to be the reason why all this shit like happens. Like, oh, X-Men's here now because they've been over in this universe and I made their universe collapse, so they're here. It's going to be some shit like that.
I'm curious because I've been behind, as we've talked about on the podcast several times. I did not start watching the Disney Plus shows until Kaya gave me
They don't take that long to watch.
No, they don't. I got through
Loki, right?
I didn't finish Loki yet, but okay. I'm damn near done with WandaVision. I started that today.
Yeah. There's only a couple episodes.
Yeah, it wasn't nothing crazy. I just Vision just tried to escape what she created. And the next episode started. She woke up, he wasn't there. She was like, I'm gonna quarantine myself for a day. That should teach me. And that's when he's like, I'm outside, so I paused. But yeah, I'm going to watch all the shows. I'm definitely saving Falcon and Winter Soldier for last because I know. I don't know if y'all forgot because I know I ain't said it in a few.
Like Anthony Mackie.
Anthony Mackie's a very bad actor, man. And I'm scared. You know why I'm scared?
Why?
Because I feel like watching this is probably going to change my mind.
You'll be like, man, that's kind of fire, bro. Yeah.
You're like, I'm scared.
You can definitely like the show, but be like, he still sucked. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of it, though, is that show is the most action-based by far.
Okay.
Like, the first episode, it starts with a fucking him chasing, like, helicopters and shit through a canyon. So there's explosions everywhere. Like, yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Like, And you get to see the new Captain America just be a dumbass. That was my favorite part, is watching him suck so bad because he sucks.
Oh, let's get on to HBO Max. They just put out Peacemaker. We didn't talk about that. How do you feel about Peacemaker?
I think Peacemaker is great.
I started watching it.
Yeah.
It's not a bad show by any stretch.
No, I think it's great.
But it's not my cup of tea. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
I know they only put out, what, three episodes, right?
Four
now.
Yeah, every Thursday. But they released the first three last week.
Right. And so,
yeah.
I mean,
Did you watch all three?
I think so. Maybe. I know I watched the first two.
Okay.
I don't know if I made it to third before I went to sleep or not. But it's just not my, it's not my type of, like, I'm so particular. Like, Batman is my favorite hero.
Right.
So that comes with, I at least want somebody who's serious about what's happening here.
Oh, the Peacemaker's wrong one, yeah.
Opposite of that. I enjoy Deadpool, though, because, like, you know, I knew who he was prior to. I didn't know who Peacemaker was. Like, James Gunn literally pulled out of a rabbit hat, so to speak. The only person, a couple people that were there.
James Gunn loves obscure characters.
Yeah.
Because that's why he put Polka Dot Man in Suicide Squad.
Yeah, shit like that.
So, like, but, and then they made his dad the White Dragon, which is so fucking random, but.
Oh, I seen that. Yeah. What was that, episode two or three? White Dragon as
in. They mention it, but then you see his suit in the newest episode.
Oh, I don't see his suit. But, yeah. Wait, you like KKK?
Yeah, so he was a neo-Nazi villain. No, it's called the White Dragon.
Because I know
That's a very obscure character.
Oh, he's in the comics.
Yeah, he's a very obscure character, but he's not really Peacemaker's dad. Right. But in this one, they made it.
Okay, because yeah, I've seen them all.
So the running joke in the show is like, hey, your dad's a fucking racist. Yeah. He's like, oh, he's a good guy, though. Yeah. but he makes me stuff. Yeah. That's the whole, like, running joke with him. Okay. Because they're like, and then the first episode was like, oh, you're the guy that kills all minorities. And he's like, I don't just kill minorities.
Yeah, I remember that part.
So, he's like, okay, I'll kill more white people. Yeah. You good with that? Like, but no, because Peacemaker is also a pretty obscure character. Basically, he's just like, he's like a fanatic for justice. Like, he'll kill whoever so if a kid robs a candy store, he'll kill the kid. But this whole show is basically like showing that like the Rick Flag death bothered him, like mm-hmm. him having to kill him and then like, coming to terms with it. Yeah. My dad's a piece of shit. Like that's all that, but I like it. I mean, it's James Gunn. So it has like all that flavor, that comedy.
It was very interesting though.
And then the vigilante character is hilarious, but.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's interesting how, you know, Amanda Waller's little lap dog, the black guy. Well, who made somebody to put one of them? It was either him or the guy in the seat made it to where the blame fell on his dad.
Yeah, that was an accident. So,
but I feel like it might not be. I feel like they might have known who he was. No, and they're putting him.
They weren't
in jail because there's a bigger purpose to serve later.
It was just a joke because it happened. It happened twice because they when they bribed the two couples, they had a mm-hmm. list of people and they went to that picture.
Yeah.
And they're like him. And then their dad was like, what? That's what yeah. he, and then when he was on the fly, like having to change the plates, he changed it to his dad's because he didn't know that was his dad.
Yeah.
So no, I don't think there's going to be any grand conspiracy there, but
it was dope to see that the continuity is still there. Like, I can't think of her name right now. Viola Davis actually was like in
yeah,
like,
her daughter's yeah, the yeah, chick, yeah. and then the chick from Suicide Squad and the dude are in the crew,
right?
So
right,
yeah.
I don't think I like silly shit like that.
Right, I got you. it's definitely a comedy oriented show. I mean, yeah. the intro is like a musical note.
Yeah.
And they made Judo Master like a midget, like a short guy on purpose, yeah. like. It's all goofy shit, but it's James Gunn. That's what he does.
Nah, he kicked they ass though. That little midget.
He was like, are you eating hot Cheetos? He's like, yep, want some? And he starts flicking them at him. Yeah. If you're into more serious shit, that's definitely not gonna be your cup of tea. Wait for like the Gotham show or something to pop up. But
I'm super interested in that for sure.
But yeah, it's out though.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You still haven't started Succession?
No, I did not.
Okay. You missing out on a $1 billion opportunity HRS.
I got other shit to watch.
I would say it's a good fucking show, man.
I've heard. I'll get to it.
I actually meant to ask Brian about like what he thought about the ending because
did the season end or is the show over?
The show's not okay. over, baby. The show isn't over,
but the season
three was over. Yeah, okay. So now Latham was in there looking. Come on, man. Come on. I know you. I mean, me too. But
so now Latham. Did she pop up in the new season or
yeah?
She been
she's
in it?
She's in the new. She's second. Season, third season. She's a lawyer.
Okay,
that big makes time sense. Lawyer. Like she's like the shit though.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot going on. And Shiv, my brother. Delete right now. You might not want to watch that with Shiv. Okay. You might not want to watch that with Shiv. It is wild because I don't know any of these actors outside of Macaulay Culkin's brother.
Bro. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
He's the only one I recognize. Everybody else. And obviously, Sanaa Lathan. Everybody else is kind of like, they might have been in something else, but I just didn't. Like, the guy who plays Kendall, apparently, like, he's a method actor. And
I don't know these people's names.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So you're like, telling me Kendall, I don't know what the fuck Kendall is.
Well, let me see. Let me pull him up and see if you've seen anything.
I mean, it. Whenever time I open HBO Max, it's like the first show that pops up, that Euphoria.
Okay, we have to talk about Euphoria. That's what I want to talk about.
Okay.
Succession. Somebody asked what his height was. Kendall Roy. He's played by Jeremy Strong. Do you know who that is?
Look at his face. Yes, I've seen him before. Yes,
I've never seen him in anything, but I know he's. I know people.
He always plays an asshole.
Well,
I've definitely seen Brian Cox.
I don't remember seeing
him. He's an X-Men too, bro.
Who is he? Oh, he's the
guy.
Yeah.
His son's a mutant, but he's like anti-mutant.
That's Shiv. Okay, she might not look like much right here in the pictures.
She looks familiar as well.
She is. that's 2% right there. All milk, baby.
Okay.
All milk.
All right.
All milk.
Okay, Chris. What do you want to talk about in Euphoria, man?
Hold on, I got a Marvel. Is she married? I'm just curious. Like, I want to see who's dicking her down and see if he's like. God. You don't do that, like you
no, find out. So, I am married.
Oh yeah, but you don't feel like you don't look at a.
I am not concerned about
a girl who's like a woman who's married, and then you see her husband and see if they're like.
People might be doing that to me.
Oh. her partner is named Dave Lawson. This fucking dweeb. You don't deserve Shib, Dave Lawson.
He's probably a great guy.
He probably is a great guy.
Shitting on him.
But fuck him, because it's Shib we talking about.
Okay, anyway, what do you want to talk about?
Sorry. Euphoria.
Have you watched it?
I have not. Okay. I'm going to start it.
Okay.
Everybody's talking about it. Apparently, this is Degrassi Tom's, like...
Oh, it's like till 11, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently. I have seen people say that it's too... dark for them.
It's very dark. So it's made by A24. So A24 makes all those Technicolor like drug infused movies that are like real trippy to watch, but they make like beautiful films.
Mm-hmm.
So it has that type of shit. Like, and I like that they do. HBO does this a lot, where at the end of the episode the directors will talk like about mm-hmm. them the mm-hmm. show.
Mm-hmm.
They did it for Insecure. They're doing it for Euphoria.
They did it for Succession.
They do it. Okay, so yeah, that's what I'm saying. They do that, and then like it's cool to hear like how they envision it. But no, it's very fucking dark. It's like very dark.
Dark and what?
It is not a pleasant show to watch.
Okay, but like what's going on though? Like when I ask that, I'm not asking you to like give me like detail. Like I'm saying like there's people getting murdered in brutal ways or stuff.
So for instance, Rue, the main character, mm-hmm. she has a drug addiction. Like, okay.
What is her drug of choice?
Any.
Okay.
Like, so she, mainly cocaine though. She snorts a lot.
Okay. Okay, I might like Ruth.
But she's like self-destructive. It's like she almost dies a couple of times doing it. But there's also like, there's a character named Nate. He's the, like the villain of the show, basically. Right. He's like pure evil.
He's the clean cut looking white kid, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But he is basically like obsessive and like he... like just manipulates people. He's like terrible. And then his dad like goes to hotels and like sleeps with random people, like men and women.
Okay.
So like there'll be a scene where he's eating a dude's ass and then like it'll skip and then he's fucking a girl. He just does whatever. And then he's like the town, like he's like the most popular guy in town is a dad. But they don't know his secret side. But it,
right.
His son's crazy. He crazy. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot about drug use and then like, but like the bad side of that. And then like, it's a lot of like, inner stuff. Like for people, like all the characters they show, it like shows like a struggle they got. So mm-hmm. like one girl, all she wants to do is be loved. Nate's fucking crazy. Rue's drug addiction. And then, Maddie's like the popular hot. She dates Nate, so she's like the hot one,
the Hispanic chick.
Yes, so she's like the popular girl, and then her thing is like she can't get away from him. Like she doesn't know how to break that off. Mm-hmm. It's all that type of shit. But it's the way they show it, and then like the guy that everybody compares to Mac Miller, Fesco.
I know some shit now. I ain't watched it, but I know some
shit. But he's the drug dealer.
Okay.
And so you see, like, it goes into depth with, like, that shit. Like, the backstory, like, you got to pay these people. And, like, you know, he's, like, flushing shit down the toilet, like all that shit. Like, yeah, it's just, I think it's really the way they present it, though, because it's not just like Degrassi were like, oh no, Casey's on drugs.
Right.
Like, it's like legit, like you're watching them start it, getting high, and then like, oh, my heart rate's like going up. And then like, they make them look terrible. They're sweating, like the way they, like all that shit. And then it's just not like, it's not a pleasant show to watch.
Okay. And I was curious.
It's really not like, it's not a pleasant experience, but you're like, you want to know what's happening. Cause honestly, everybody in the show pretty much sucks.
They're terrible people.
Like generally, yeah. Like honestly, like most of them are terrible people. There's two people that I'm like, they're not terrible people. Like,
yeah.
And that's the woman that Rue dates in the show. She's not a terrible person. She just is very indecisive. And then I like Kat, who's the bigger girl, but like she gets. She finds her like sexual side and she like gets confidence. Like I like her because like her thing is basically just like all sexual. Like she's trying to find her like self sexually.
Sexy, yeah.
But then she does like webcam stuff and people start paying her. So then she's like real, gets real confident. And I was like, I like that part because everybody else is just doing shit that just fucks up other people.
Yeah.
Like they don't give a fuck about anybody else. But then you got these two and then Cash just try to, you know, be confident. And then who Rue's dating is just basically like, because the actor and the person she plays in the show was a man and then got the change to a woman. So, like, that's presented in there. So I like that thing. So she's just trying to go through life.
Mm-hmm.
And then her dad's pleasant. Like, so, like, everybody else is, like, you have all this other shit going on. And they're just, like, the only ones that you're, like, oh, this is at least, you know, charming in the least.
Okay.
Because, like... like none of the like, but most of the time you're like, these people fucking suck. Like they're not good people. Yeah. You're just like, so that's why I think like it's not pleasant to watch. But you're like, you want to see where like they're going with it. I like Fezco too, though.
He's a solid dude.
Yeah, but he's also like mega honest and like he's just doing what he was taught to do. Like
so,
he was raised in trap.
Which one? Who do you see yourself as most?
Nobody. I don't relate to any person on this show. They're all, nobody. Not a single one. Oh boy.
I'm probably gonna be like a Rue, huh? But
I don't even think no, I don't think so. Like worse. You'll watch you be like, nah, I'm not Rue.
No, I'm not Rue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would
because this girl got so depressed she didn't leave bed for like days to even use the bathroom, so she gave herself a UTI because she would not go to the bathroom. Cause she was so depressed.
Yeah, I've never been that low. Yeah, so maybe not. But
yeah, and then like her sister seen her do drugs. It's just bad. It's just all bad. Like it's not good.
Alex seen me do coke before.
That's your older brother, though.
I don't know.
No. I'm saying.
No, I understand. It's her younger sister.
Her younger sister. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm gonna let me go to. I feel bad because I don't. I'm generally bad with names, bro. Jules, that's Rue's girlfriend.
Whose girlfriend?
Rue, Zendaya.
Okay.
So, yeah, and then the actor's name is Hunter Schaefer. So, yeah, see, she's an activist. Yeah, she's a transgender character named. So it's she's transgender in real life, and then I think that was cool. They made her transgender in the show, so that's cool. So their relationship is like mega interesting, but yeah, so Rue is Zendaya, and then Hunter is Jules. So that's they date in the show.
That's what's up.
Yeah, and there's that fuck boy. Dog, I'm telling you.
I've seen everybody talk. I mean,
pure evil.
I've seen everybody talk about it, so.
Pure evil.
I might as well know what's happening in this show.
And Zendaya executive produces it, so that's cool, too.
I saw somebody pulled up something. Tom Holland was like, I would like to be in an episode of Euphoria.
Yeah, so the speculation he's going to be in the season finale.
And then they were like, nobody wants to see Spider-Man on Beth or some shit like that, which I probably have to agree with.
Yeah, I think if he does, he'll probably be like in a cameo role.
Yeah, and like, I know, like, you know, they're dating and all that. Apparently, allegedly,
Dating, bro. Like, it's not allegedly. They're like they make videos at hotel rooms together. They're definitely dating. He is tapping that.
I don't know.
I know you're not happy about it.
Hey,
but,
look. Hey, yeah. But Babagool.
No, they dating. He's not gonna have back.
More power to him. I just don't know.
That boy Tom Holland can't stop winning. That boy is a winner.
I'm curious though, because
what scandal did he have? When is he gonna fuck up? That's what I want to know.
Nah, well, because this fuck up got it.
Has he said the N word? Let's find the clip.
Believe it.
He's British too.
Believe it. I want you to believe it. Like, believe it.
He's British.
Yes. I don't care how.
I do have a Tom Holland story, though.
I don't care how good he is at gymnastics.
So, apparently, for his audition in Civil War, they did a screen test with Chris Evans as Captain America. And then director was like, well, the casting director was like, okay, so now you would flip in and then start talking to Captain America with this line. He's like, so you want me to actually flip in? Chris Evans was like jokingly like, yeah, kid, just flip in and then, you know, do the scene. Because he's like, you ain't going to fucking flip.
Right.
And then, but Tom Holland was did gymnastics. Yeah. So, like, he was like, bet. So, the first thing he did, he did an actual flip in the studio. And Chris Evans was like, what the fuck? He was like, give him that shit, bro. Like, he was, like, on it already. Like,
he's I've seen people do their takes about, like, Toby was the best Peter and Andrew was the best Spider-Man, and Tom is the best of both.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about none of that. I really don't. I'm still upset, my nigga. Nobody remember my nigga. My nigga had to go through. He's the only one in a film thus far that I've seen.
He lost everything.
I haven't seen Scarlet Witch, but she wasn't Scarlett Johansson's movie. I'm sorry. But I haven't seen her movie, but hers is prior to Endgame and all that.
Yeah, it's between Civil War and Infinity War.
I'm like, bruh, this nigga's the only one that has to keep, like, reliving Tony's death every movie and shit. Like, everything he's lost, like, but that's just the character of Spider-Man.
Yeah, he's defined by loss. That's, like, 100% what he is, yeah.
Yeah, so sad.
But now he's, like, purely Spider-Man. So, like, that's interesting to see.
Yeah, we'll see. And they're only gonna do 3 more films with him? Only, like, that's a lot. Would he be the only actor that reprised the role for that many? No.
What?
Harry Potter, right?
What? Harry Potter?
Yeah, I was going to say, would he be the only character that reprised, like, a role, solo film, obviously, not, like, him starring in Avengers and shit.
Oh, well.
Because he did more to Tony, Robert, he did more to Chris.
We'll see what they do. We'll see what they do.
You don't think they'll do 3 more?
I don't know what they're going to do.
They said 3 more.
Yeah.
You think it might be,
but it might not be Spider-Man. It might be like Spider-Man and blah blah blah. Yeah. You don't know what they're gonna do.
Yeah,
because it's gonna be a while before you see another solo one. It's gonna be a while.
Yeah,
because they're gonna give that room to breathe with that kind of ending. They're not gonna like, okay, Spider-Man in 2 years. Like, they're not doing that. Plus, with the end of the Spider-Verse movies coming out, they're not gonna conflict.
Yeah. All I know is they better figure out a way to, because I'm trying to watch all 3 at once. Like, at home, in my bed. They need to figure that out.
Man, well, Sony's not going to put it on Disney Plus, I can tell you that.
That fucking sucks.
Disney wouldn't want to either, because they got to split them royalties on fucking time.
Man, there's a point of greed and all that shit. Like,
well, sorry. I'm just telling you, Chris, they're not going to do it.
I know, but shit, bro. They ought to split it with anybody they put on their platform, right? Like, if they put it on...
All those movies are owned by Disney, though. Disney doesn't own that. Sony owns Spider-Man.
But I'm saying, if Sony puts their shit on Stars, they got to split it with Stars, right?
Yes, but Sony doesn't have their own streaming service, is what I'm telling you.
Yeah, no, they shouldn't. I hope they better not.
Nah, that would suck.
That would be horrible.
I would not subscribe to a Sony...
Yeah,
I'll have a Sony PlayStation. That's what I got.
That's the best thing y'all niggas did. Decide to team up with this Spider-Man. That's it.
But, yeah, man. It should be interesting.
Greedy old white man.
What else you got?
New albums? Have you listened to anything?
Earl sweatshirt.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I did too. I really did.
I always like Earl though.
Alchemist is he's something. He only did two beats on the album.
Yeah, he's definitely something. But I always like Earl because he just be rapping, bro.
Yeah,
I just like rapping shit sometimes, you know. Let me see. Hold on, let me pull him back. My list here. I listened to Earl, Code of the Friend, Currency, Politech 4.
Ooh, shit, it's something else. Sarah Snook.
Yeah, those are the three albums I listened to this week.
34. She 5'6". She Australian.
I don't care. Get off this white woman.
That's the only one I want to get on.
Okay.
Let me see. What have I been listening to lately? The Weeknd, you already know. And then Sick, which is
Earl's album.
Did you
listen to Nas' album yet?
Nah.
Okay.
I haven't.
It's pretty good, man.
I started listening to Pray for Haiti. I like what I heard thus far, so far. But that Easy joint, The Game and Kanye, that's been on repeat for me.
Yeah, people seem to like that song. I have not listened to it.
Yeah, it's a good song, man.
I just don't like The Game anymore.
Yeah, he has some like corny.
Yeah, he's a lame. I haven't really listened to not much has dropped though. Honestly,
no, it hasn't.
It's been kind of first of the year. Yeah, it's always dry.
The fourth quarter going in, you know, storm. Yeah,
yeah. I'm just waiting for that 2 Chainz album to come out. So,
really,
Dope Don't Sell Itself.
Is that the name of it?
Yeah.
I didn't even know
I love
that.
The title already.
Don't Sell Itself.
That's right, baby.
Actually, that might be a myth.
If your product is good.
Yeah.
It'll
Blue Magic.
But it's saying somebody got to do the job.
Like, hand it off. But if it's good, you ain't got to. You can sit at home and play PlayStation all day. And so
I just want to see if 2 Chainz back on that I used to talk to a stove level. I need that. I need that in my life.
Yeah.
I need OG Kush diet. I need all that.
Yeah.
Because Pretty Girls Like Trap is great. I love that album.
It's a great album.
Fucking love that one. But yeah.
So apparently Wu-Tang.
Ain't nothing to fuck with.
Saw that also. Which I tried to find the sample of the bass line.
Yeah.
I guess RZA played that himself because.
Can't find it. Okay, but what were you about to say?
But they're doing casting calls for their next season. You feel like you want to give that a try?
Who the fuck would I be?
A Capadonna? I don't know.
I'm white. What are you talking about? There is no white Wu-Tang member.
I'm sure in the extended Wu family.
There's a white guy. He's probably an engineer.
Nah, he's probably the most hardcore one they got. That's interesting though. They're doing a casting call.
Yeah, but you gotta go to New York and film and shit. Like, I don't know what.
I'll do that.
You wanna audition? Who you gonna be?
I don't know.
Old Dirty Bastard?
They already got him, but I could have. Y'all.
Yeah, if you ever on a TV show, I would cry.
I can do that. I can make my hair stand up.
I'm going to be like, see, look, you making fun of Anthony Mackie. I'm going to play this shit back for you.
But I'm going to be a way better actor than him on God.
Okay.
You see me in Joseph's video? The chicken spot, Joy, you saw? Did I tell you what?
You weren't in Crossover, okay?
I was not because that was good, bro. Because don't put me in nothing like athletic, because I'm going to suck. Like, let me be the first one to tell you.
Well, they didn't do too much better.
Well, blue chips, none of that shit. I ain't in none of that.
Blue chips, you brought up Shaq's movie.
I'm just saying,
Coach Carter. Yeah,
I can't do none of that. That's wild. Okay, hold on.
What?
Nah, nothing. Nothing. I'm gonna say on air. Hold on. So Vic. Saw my little cameo in Joseph's video.
Oh, God.
He said, LOL, bro. LOL. LOL, lol, bro. I watched this vid and you dead ass the perfect casting. The sucker really complimented it too. Was looking like a whole ass devious villain, nigga.
Yeah, okay.
Yo, go check out Chicken Spot by Joseph. You know what I'm saying? And Coach Tev.
The video's out there.
It's out there. You know, and me, you know what I'm saying? I steal the show because that's what I do, nigga. I'm Denzel. I'm all the niggas you like and want, encompassed in one. You heard? That's it. That's it. That's all. You got anything else, white man?
Whoa, hold on. Pulling the race car a little early, aren't you? No,
a little late. I would have hit you at the top of the podcast.
Oh, cracker. I don't know. Do anything else popping? Ridge and Dev's thing. We talked about, because we did it before. Mm-hmm. Now it's what happened afterward.
What, we didn't have a pod since then?
No, we did it. It was last week.
Oh, shit. Hey.
Long week.
My life was never easy.
Yeah. But we did the podcast right before the event. So we went to the event. Good time.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, definitely a good venue. No matter what they say, them two were nervous.
You think so?
They were so nervous. You see how fucking stiff they were?
Robotic they look.
Fucking Ridge gave me a handshake. I was like, what the fuck is this? He's like, hey, what's up, man?
I could see them being nervous about something.
But it was a big deal for them.
Yeah.
Because like that was like the one where their families were basically merging.
Yeah. So,
like it was like it was cool though, because they had all the women come up and talk to Dev, and then Dev's dad and sister like welcomed Ridge into the family, and then we got to see Ridge's dad talk.
They're the same guy.
They're the same guy. It was funny because Ridge's mom, only white lady in the room,
right?
And then she comes over to our table. And then there was another white guy at our table.
Tyler.
And she called him Dalton. She said, hey, yeah. Dalton, how's your wife? And he's like, I'm not married.
Nor am I Dalton.
Yeah, he was like, my name's Tyler. And she was like, oh. And I was like,
I remember you.
Yeah, and then she came over to me and Shelby. But it was just funny that she just went to the first white guy she saw and was like, hey, Dalton, what's up? Because we talked on the phone. We've texted before, but we never talked in person.
Yeah, all she knows about me is that... I'm with Ridge whenever Ridge
makes
bad decisions. Sometimes it's true, sometimes it's not.
Very pleasant, though. She was like, I'm just so glad to meet you. And then I met his dad finally, and then, you know, they were just very nice. They were talking about, they were congratulating Shelby on the baby and everything like that. So it was dope. Open bar.
Got super drunk.
Katie got super drunk.
That's what Ryan was saying. I didn't know that.
Dog, okay. You didn't notice that? No. Oh, dog, because you were mingling.
Yeah.
But so it was mega funny. Like, literally, so Katie was, like, kind of pinned between Steph and Shelby. So she wasn't getting up, basically. Mm-hmm. So anytime any of us at the table got up to go get a drink or food, she was like, give me a margarita.
Right.
And every time someone passed by, so if Ryan passed by, she'd be like, give me a margarita. Justin got up, give me a margarita.
I know she had,
like,
asking.
She had, like, 7 cups.
Piled up around her.
Yeah, and I don't know if that was all she drank, but that was like before, like when it started winding down, she had like all these cups in front of her. She was tearing them things up. And that dude wasn't making no weak drinks.
No, he wasn't. Shout out to the bartender. Dad was beautiful. Bridget's sister, Bridget's mom, like all the women there, they were beautiful, traditional garbs. It was nice. Ridge did look like he had to shit, but didn't know if he could shit there, type face.
Tell you, he was nervous, bro.
Yeah, and it all ended beautifully. Me and Kaya went home. I know y'all went somewhere after that. Where'd y'all go? The beautiful...
It was called...
Lucky Day?
No, that's a singer. What the fuck? We went to Happiest Hour.
Happiest Hour. That could be a singer, too.
In Dallas.
I think you just found your R&B name, don't? Happiest Hour.
Yeah, we went to Happiest Hour. First off, parking was a bitch. And... I was going to say this. Didn't like the place very much. But
what's wrong with it?
It's just... It's like you walk in and it's just like SMU kids. So it's a lot of like preppy white people. And then they have like... They had okay music playing. Like the music was fine.
Mm-hmm.
But like nobody was dancing. So everybody's just standing around. But there was a lot of people there, but like it's just like people like standing around like drinking beers and like it's just kind of like, what are we doing, you know?
Why?
Yeah, so I mean, I wouldn't go back. But we went because it was close to Ridge and Dev, and it was their night, so it was the spot they chose. But I wouldn't recommend it to anybody. But that's just me.
Yeah,
but you didn't go. But
no, I didn't.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed the night. That was cool. Justin came down, so it was good to see them too.
Oh, Justin. The food.
Yeah, I mean, I already like Middle Eastern food already. Like, I'd have no problem with the food.
Yeah, no, nah, it's not my cup of tea.
But Chris doesn't count because he doesn't like anything. So
he.
Justin ate the food. I'm so surprised.
Yeah, Justin has blossomed.
Yeah.
In his latter years.
It's cool, man. But yeah, I mean, I enjoyed the food. I had some butter chicken and then some samosas and then that I like that ginger chicken they made. That was good too. But
well, shout out to chicken, goddammit.
But yeah, I like the food. Free drinks were great. But I like the event. I can't wait for the wedding now. Just waiting for that. Next January apparently. So
we'll see.
Yeah. It's going to be a busy time when it gets to the end of the year for them. But, yeah, man. House, get my keys on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
The day after your birthday. Oh, it's your birthday this week. Big 30.
That's another.
Dirty 30.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're trying to get blitzed, aren't you?
I want to, but. This don't seem like it's in the cards this year.
It could be on the weekend, bro. We don't have to do it on Thursday.
Yeah.
You know, you'll turn 30 on Thursday.
Yeah.
But then I get my keys on Friday, so.
I
ain't moving in that motherfucker, but I get the keys.
Yeah. We got a lot of things to look forward to, I guess. So
yeah.
We're looking forward to things happening and.
Be a wild couple months for me.
Yeah.
Got a
baby's house moving in.
Yeah, all this shit happening.
Dang.
A
lot of money.
Yeah, it's gross every time I see my
At least income tax. At least you planned it for income tax season a little bit. Well, not planned it, but it's coming.
We gonna owe money. We don't get refunds.
Oh, baller status.
Yeah. We don't get refunds.
I'm getting my little
next year we will because we'll be able to claim my son.
Yeah, but give me a little rack back.
Yeah, but the kids save you hella taxes, bro. I can't wait for that.
Can't wait for that either. I guess.
And then the house too. I could claim the house next year, but that's next year. But
dope.
I'm worried about doing this year's already. So,
dope. I want some tacos. So I'm gonna go home and thaw this chicken. I should have put it out before.
Last thought I have before.
What's up?
You know what I noticed? Mm. I thought about it today. I haven't, everybody's mentioning NFTs and Bitcoin and shit.
Mm-hmm.
No one's talking about Forex anymore.
Ah.
Where did those guys go? Because they swore to me.
Yeah.
And everybody else.
Yeah.
That their lives would be changed. Maybe their lives were changed and they just disappeared.
Yeah. But I mean, once your life changed,
they might have retired. But
maybe they tied a nigga's
but
talking
about. Them motherfuckers is quiet because NFTs. Well, not shut the fuck up.
Maybe there's two things that could have happened with these Forex.
They turned Forex into NFT.
That was one.
Yeah.
But or they just went underground.
I haven't got no DMs about recruiting nobody. Like, I haven't got none of that shit.
Where are the Forex niggas?
Khalil, talk to your people. Where y'all
Khalil.
At?
Khalil, where they your at? Boy? I want to know. Where these Forex? Man. I don't remember.
I missed those DMs, and I'm like, I'm not interested. Like, okay, you
and
don't want to
always
money.
Make you feel like you're not doing shit. Yeah. With your
if you
life.
Don't want to provide for your wife, just say that. Okay,
right. If you want to be broke the rest of your life, sleeping on your mom's couch, because
Forex is the only way to make money. Apparently, yeah.
Eating McDonald's every day, then stay with Forex. You know what? I will do that, bitch.
I mean, I was just mega curious because, like, I can't stop seeing NFT and cryptocurrency, but no one's talking about Forex no more.
Let me say this too. Something's wrong with crypto because that shit been down for at least a month. And I don't know what the fuck. And I'm scared,
man.
And I'm losing money ever so greatly.
You just gotta hold on strong, man.
Hold on strong. McDonald's now hiring free iPhone after 6 months employment.
Yeah, they down bad.
Criteria.
They down bad.
Wow.
They gonna have people that sign up, work 6 months, get the phone, then dip.
I don't know if that's worth.
Chris.
I don't know if that's
Chris.
Worth.
What? Free.
Would you work there for free? For a free iPhone? For a free iPhone?
Yes. Duh.
I'm finna go sign us up after this.
Duh, I am a sucker for free shit in general.
Yeah.
If you're like, if you do this, like, you get Like, if like I'm on a website and they're like, hey, if you order today, you know you get this free package. I'm going to order today to get the free package. Just like on my mattress. I wasn't going to buy the mattress yet, but then they gave me a free Google Home Hub and sheets, two pillows, and a mattress protector for all for free with the mattress. I was like, oh, I'll sign me up. It's free? Shit, sign me up. They might have even added it to the cost, but I see that $0. Just like when we see free shipping, we're like, oh, yeah. Fucking bet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it saved me $7 on free shipping, but I'm like, free?
Yeah, but it's...
But say it's $19.99 with free shipping, right? And say shipping's $5. But if you see $25 over $19.99 with free shipping, I'm buying that $19.99 free shipping, bro. I'm like, oh, yeah. You feel like you get some shit, boy. That, ain't nothing like some free shipping.
You're right.
Ain't nothing like a fucking deal, man.
You are absolutely right.
Speaking of, I won some AirPod Maxes in a raffle. So if you see those things with like, if you fill the survey out, you'll be entered in for like a gift card or whatever, do it, because I won some
AirPod Pros, right?
The Maxes, the over the ear ones. They're like $550. I got for free.
Where they at?
They in my room. I'll go.
I'll
show you to you.
I think I got a free cup of water from somewhere. My life was never easy.
But any closing thoughts? You know, you got anything last to say? That was it for me.
By the time we do our next podcast,
you'll be 30.
I will be 30.
And we'll both be in our 30s.
Yeah, we'll both be.
Welcome to join me. My wife and Ryan will be left.
And Jonathan Talisa. And like pretty much everybody we hang out with is younger than us, except Jesse and Khalil.
Khalil don't count because he looked like 36.
And he comes and goes.
Yeah.
He's herpes or something.
Herpes?
I mean, he comes and goes.
Oh, wow. Okay. I did not condone this, Khalil. All right.
Well.
All right, but anything else?
Nah. Hope y'all enjoyed the podcast, man. We will see y'all next week, Lord willing.
Yeah, well, same place, same time. All right.
Well, maybe not same time.
Well, no.
It'll drop on Monday.
Yeah, it was always same place.
We did a little late today. I had to take a nap. I woke up and went back to sleep.
Hell yeah. Love it. Weekends.
That's what 30s doing to you.
Hey, I've been there.
Yeah.
All right, man. But yeah, we'll see y'all next week.
We out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.